Hey! Pour you some whiskey in that coffee now, because you're listening to McLean's Country.
Yeah.
Thank you to the honchos from Hayseed Dixie. And you're very welcome back on board the Americana music train. It's Ralph McLean Country here on BBC Radio Ulster and Sounds. This is your essential selection of American roots music, old and new. Over this next hour, we'll be journeying off down the tracks to take in new releases from Tex-Mex, Trailblazers, Calexico. I do love a bit of desert noir. I've also got brand new material from Scottish troubadour Dean Owens for you. And I'll be talking with Louisiana songwriting legend Mary Gauthier to hear about how telling your own story in song can help you cope with all kinds of traumatic life experiences. Mary Gauthier, one of the true greats. And of course, we'll also be picking out some beautiful music. You'd expect nothing less, of course, from a show dedicated to digging into the wonderful world of country, folk, blues, roots, and acoustic music. The world we call Americana, in fact. To get us started in this section, how about a brand new track from Willie Nelson Band? 85 years young, Willie, and still making essential music like this. You've got to hand it to the man. The red-headed stranger just won't be told, sure he will. From a beautiful time, this is Willie Nelson and Band covering Leonard Cohen's timeless tune, Tower of Song. The line about Hank Williams in this gets me every single time.
My friends are gone, and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet. But I hear him coughing all night long. About 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
We're dedicating tonight's programme to one of the key figures in rock and roots history, Don Everly, who passed away at the age of 84 this week. As one half of the Everly Brothers, he created the blueprint for pure harmony in popular music, in my personal opinion. And now the sibling harmony has been a thing as far back as music itself goes, and the brothers took their influence from the likes of the Louvin Brothers and so many more. But the Everlys forged something new when they came together in a microphone. Put basically, no Everlys, no Beatles, no Hollies, no Beach Boys, no Simon and Garfunkel, the list goes on. Don was a very gifted singer, he was also a fine writer and guitarist. Tonight we remember him and his brother Phil, who left us in 2014. So sit back and enjoy just some of the songs the Everlys taught us. We'll start with this game changer and just dig Don's open-tuned acoustic chords at the start of this timeless melody. In itself, this is a huge influence. The guitar playing of Keith Richards was changed forever by the open tunings of Don Everly. We'll talk more as the evening progresses, but this is magical. From 1957, Bye Bye Love.
For my service and wave those little flags. They genuflect on Sundays, and yes, they'd send us back. But I believe in God and country, and in the angels up on high, and in heaven shining down on us through bullet holes in the sky. And in heaven shining down on us through bullet holes in the sky. Oh,
What an amazing track. Mary Gaucher. We're here at the Flowerfield Arts Centre in Port Stewart. That track, Mary, Veterans Day?
Yeah, I think it's either going to be called Veterans Day or Bullet Holes. Or Bullet Holes in the Sky. I don't know. It's a very new song. It haven't settled in. I think Veterans Day might be a very good title.
I might have just given you the title there. You had it probably anyway. Mary, it's an amazing project and it's a fascinating thing. And I think we've probably spoken before about the magic of music and how music can unlock doors that other art forms can't and that other ways of therapy can't. What do you think it is about music? It's helped you. It helps other people. It helps the veterans you're working with. What is this thing, music, that we're all obsessed with? Why does it unlock doors?
Very hard to explain because I don't think it is something you can approach with language. It's not a rational thing. It doesn't come from the prefrontal cortex of our brain. It comes from the other side. I think music is a gift from the gods. It comes from another place, another world, a place of beauty that we can only access through music. And so language falls short. And I think the reason, here's what I'm working on this really hard because I have to articulate this when I introduce these songs. But I think there's things that happen that create trauma in a human life. And because it's traumatic, by definition, it's ineffable. There's no language to describe what just happened. This is where music can come in and help to explain the emotions. I always say that songs are what feelings sound like. And so if you've got a group full of traumatized soldiers, the music does the talking. Because I think trauma removes us from the group. Because what happened is so profound and so life-changing, and we can't speak of it because words don't do it justice. We're pushing against the pane of glass, trying to get back to our people, and we can't.
So you're outside the glass.
You're outside the glass. And the songs, I read a great, great quote the other day. Let's see if I can remember it. A song should be an axe that breaks the ice around the heart. And I feel that way.
It's a fascinating document, if you like, of Johnny Cash at a very important time in his life, fairly wild and unhinged time in his personal life, and he was still at perhaps his wildest at that time, and all kinds of demons and personal problems abound with Johnny Cash in that late 60s period. But in terms of his success, in terms of his fame, this is arguably the high water mark. And the album that preceded this, Folsom Prison, was a vast success in 1968, at Folsom Prison. Some people will tell you that's a better album. I would argue San Quentin is the winner just in terms of a kind of wildness and a real kinetic energy that he has. It was my first Johnny Cash album, actually the first Johnny Cash album I became aware of and heard, and fell in love with the Man in Black and his music off the back of it as well. So perhaps that's why I have a particular fondness for it. But it's also for this song, which was the first Johnny Cash song as a very young individual, that I just thought was fantastic. It's from the pen of a wonderful songwriter, Shel Silverstein, who always was able to add a comic, darkly comic element to a lot of his compositions. And that's very much the case here as well. But this is classic example of Johnny Cash taking that darkly comic material and making it his own and adding it to the mythology, if you like, of the Man in Black. It's a great tune. A Boy Named Sue getting his debut appearance at San Quentin. Such a great song.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze.
Beautiful piece, choice of Steve Coogan. We come to our final piece. It's great to get John Grant in the programme and Dolores O'Riordan and Christy Moore. It's been a journey, as they say, on pop music programmes. Everything's a journey these days. you know, when you see musicians enjoying parties, and I know McCartney was a fan, Paul McCartney went to see you, didn't he? Went to see you on party. You know, Morrissey bought you a pint. That was pre-parties, but we're still mentioning it because if Morrissey buys you a pint and you see the Smiths in the Free Trade Hall, that's worth another mention, I think. I mean, it must give you a bit of gratification. You must say to Martin in the house, hey, I met more famous musicians than you.
Yeah. Well, it's all because of him, though. So I have to give him credit. But Of course, when people come along, I mean, when you, you know, especially having, I've been watching Get Back, the documentary.
Yeah, haven't we all, Steve?
Incredible to sort of like go fly on the walls. It feels like time travel somehow. To think that watching Paul, you know, sort of slow, seeing those things born from small, from those little acorns, see these songs that become, that we all know so well, and try to shout into the screen as he's composing it, I know how it goes, I can help you with this.
I find myself hoping that I would get to the end song. I know how this works, I know how it finishes. Please get there, Paul.
Yeah, of course, it's great, so gratifying to have people. I mean, I sort of felt guilty that I'd subjected him to having to listen to me sing six songs that I composed, which I can confidently say will never become anthemic.
Memphis, Tennessee, here I
let's hear it for the troubadour that is Tony Villiers. I recommend to check out Villiers and the Villains as well, and check out this man live. Great acoustic set for us. Tony, come down and join us for a wee second. We're celebrating Blues in the Bay here and the great music that we have down in Warren Point for this festival, and it's important, isn't it? It's important that we celebrate the kind of music that happens down here and the bands who play down here and the artists who come down here.
Oh, it is, Ralph, yeah. Oh, man, I tell you, it's just... You could sort of feel, I was listening to Rev Doc doing that big Bill Brunsey number, and I've been listening to Rory on doing a few of his numbers on like a Cleveland radio show recently, and you can feel your soul reviving, you know. I think that these events, the musicians, brings everybody together. That's what we're in it for, you know. It's the beauty of music, you know.
And it has been tough, but not being able to get out and play, hasn't it? I mean, that's been a real... difficult thing to deal with for bands and for artists. And how have you coped with the last few years when it's been restricted and you haven't been able to get out and do your thing?
Well, where I come from, it's called a bit of a head wrecker, you know, it really is, you know. I just sort of became a sheep farmer and built old stone sheds back up again. No, I wrote a load of songs. And
just kept writing, just kept working?
Yeah, and just kept in touch and, you know, trying to keep... you certainly like a fire, you're keeping the embers going, you know, until we get the likes of Ian and the festival back up and running and down to this beautiful place again, you know. So it's our little corner of heaven, you know.
Our little corner of heaven. It's great to have you here, Tony. Well said. Let's hear it for Tony Villiers. And our celebration, acoustic celebration of Blues in the Bay.
I want to share a bit of Ronnie Lane with you. Now, somebody reminded me on social media this week just how wonderful Ronnie Lane is, and how Ronnie was really essentially the soul of the Faces, if you like, and the Small Faces. And yes, there were other great and perhaps bigger characters within those bands, the Rod Stewarts and Steve Marriotts of this world, but much more than purely a pop star in his time, Ronnie had a soulfulness, had a kind of ethereal quality at times. I think you can hear it in a lot of his solo work as well, and it's pure roots music magic, in my opinion. Here's a 1974 session take of How Come. Ronnie Lane, Slim Chance.
How come when I cut the ace of hearts, you always draw the ace of spades? Now how's it when your best friend brings your little...
So when there was parties and when there was music in the house, Rodney, would you have heard any old songs from Ireland and beyond?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we call them Appalachian dead baby songs. And you know, you probably know, and I think it's Liam Clancy that I read somewhere, he was describing, you know, where the phrase hillbilly comes from. You know, it's like, you know, those loyal to King Billy, you know, the Scots-Irish had come down, the Protestants, King William had won, you know, somehow outfoxed James. So, you know, the whiskey makers and the music makers and the merrymakers were loyal to King Billy.
The hillbillies.
Yeah, and so
the
they became the hillbillies. And, you know, my family, you know, wore it well. We're proud. It's like, we're proud to be hillbillies, you know. That's what we are.
You saw the great Hank, didn't you, the great Hank Williams?
I did. I saw him with my father, and I have no memory of it that's really my own. I remember a light, and I remember an eddy of air. I was 2 years and 3 months old, and I was on my father's shoulders. But my father reinforced the memory, you know, over and over and again, told me, you know, I took you to see Hank Williams. You owe me, you know. I taught you the right way.
When you hear early primitive rock and roll, can you hear elements of the Scottish
well,
and the Irish?
Well, yeah, you know, when I hear Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire, a whole lot of shaking going on, you know, I hear my drunk uncles. And I always, you know, I loved my drunk uncles who, you know, a whole lot of shaking going on or Great Balls of Fire. It's like getting in a, you know, a 56 Chevy or 56 Ford and driving as fast as you can go. And that's, you know, that's the stock I come from. It's like, and that stock is like, we got nothing to lose, you know. We can drive fast. We can drink hard. We can go to church on Sunday morning and repent ourselves. But, you know, Monday, we're back at it.
This is BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Sounds. It's terrific to have your company tonight, and it's always very much appreciated as we take our journey through the world of roots music in all its many shapes and forms. And it's not just American acts, not just Canadian acts that we celebrate on this programme. It's European artists who delve into that world of American roots, and it's Irish acts as well. And the Lost Brothers do it better than just about anybody else. A kind of cosmic Everly Brothers, I always think of them as. And this is a great tune, After the Rain, from their most recent release. And Mark McCausland and Oisin Leach have that Don and Phil Everly thing going on in the harmonies, but there's a melancholy that I just can't get past. I love it, and I hope you do as well. The Lost Brothers.
After the fire, the liar was no more. Pain face down and withered on the floor after the fire.
I hope you've enjoyed the music tonight. This is Sarah Watkins to take us round with the old standard. This will lull you nicely into the late night. This is Tumbling Tumbleweeds. From me, Ralph McLean, let me just say this has been a McLean Media production, and for now, I shall take my leave. See you soon, friends.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free, I'll be found.